Big announcement today. One of the rising stars down at the Adelaide Football Club, Jake Lever, signed an extension of his contract and he joins us now. How are you, Jake?
Yeah, very good. Thanks, boys.
Oh, that's good. And good news, I guess, for all Crows supporters. You decided to extend. Was it something that you had to discuss with family or was it just something, you know what, I'm really comfortable here, I'll make the decision?
Yeah, so obviously the manager and the club started talking probably about a month or so ago. And when my manager bring the idea to me, you know, I was all for it. Obviously, I really enjoyed my time at the club so far. It was just fantastic to obviously for the club to have faith in me. It was just fantastic to get the deal done.
In terms of the fact that you don't know who the coach is next year and a few other bits and pieces around the club, you're still really confident in the direction that they're heading to be able to commit?
Absolutely. Campo has really stepped up this, the last couple of weeks. But not only Campo, but everyone around has, just stepped up that another level, and it's been pretty smooth sailing as best it can be. So, I'm really looking forward to the way we're going. As I said earlier on today, the elite standards and the things that the foundations of the football club at the moment, I'm really excited about.
Jake, congratulations, mate. We heard your presser, and it sounded like Phil Walsh really made an impression on you in the early stages of you coming to the club, mate.
Yeah, definitely. He was a huge influence of me on me ever since I got to the club. Just the way he expected his players to, be elite, train hard, but also have a bit of fun off the field. So I guess just it was really good for me to come in and be like that from the start, have that elite mindset and the professionalism, all that sort of stuff. And, yeah, as I said earlier on today, he was fantastic for me. Not just for me, but everyone else. But, just to be able to come into an AFL club and have the bar set so high, I think it's going to hold me in good stead.
Well said. 9 games in your first season, 4 plus hopefully finals to go. What was your goal before a ball was bounced, Jake?
I think early on, I just wanted to get back out playing football. Obviously, I didn't play last year at all. So I just wanted to get back out, play football in a sample and just get my form back up from there. I think I really surprised myself of how well, I guess, I was playing in the sample so early. So I think my debut did, as I said before, it did come earlier than expected, but I thought I'd grab it with two hands and I'm just really looking forward to the rest of the season. Hopefully, as you said before, plus finals and, just absolutely wrapped to be a part of it at the moment.
Just on that, you mentioned it's your first year back from missing 12 months with a knee reconstruction. Often players take 12 months to really get back to where they were. Do you think physically you've still got some area to improve in terms of your body and your knee in particular?
Yeah, I think so. You can always improve, and obviously I'm a pretty skinny kid at the moment, so obviously there's a bit of weight to be put on for me. But I think regarding the knee, I'm not really sure. I think it's pretty good at the moment. I haven't had any problem with it at all, so it's been like I'm back to normal again, so which is good. But, I guess, as I said before, pretty skinny kid, so there's probably a bit of weight to be put on. But regarding the knee, definitely it's back to normal, I think.
And physically, how are you feeling? Often when young players come in and they do an AFL pre-season for the first time, towards the back end of the year, they can start to peter out a bit and run out of gas. You still feeling okay?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. I guess I've really had to step up my recovery in the last couple of weeks. I've probably been on the massage and the physio table a bit more than I was at the start of the year, but I guess that's a bit like everyone. There's obviously a lot more time towards the end of the season that you get to do your own recovery and all that sort of stuff. But at the moment, I'm feeling really good. Just looking forward to this week.
You got a bit of a Ben Hart body. He didn't have to put on much weight, but boy, oh boy, in the gym he was strong, Bitch. Remember Benny, four-time yes. All-Australian, one of our absolute greats. So what do you like with your weights and that? That's the way to get it on, Jake. Bench press, what can you bench?
Bench press, I'm not too bad. I'm about up to five reps at 80 kilos, which isn't too bad, I guess, for a first-yearer. Okay. There's some... you know, other first years that can lift a bit heavier than me, so obviously going to have to catch up to them. But, yeah, I guess they just, you have to start somewhere, I guess. Mm. And when I got to the club, there wasn't too much weight on on either side of the bar. Definitely so, on my first and second day there wasn't. Yeah. But, yeah, obviously it's a work in progress. And if you go up too quickly, I reckon you get injured a lot more. So I'll just try to take my time and, do all the things that the weight coach has told me to.
Okay, so who's the bench press king? Is it JJ or is it Tex? Who's the man?
Yeah, Pods is obviously the big one. He pushes out a fair bit. JJ's not too far behind him, but I'll tell you what, in the next couple of years, there's a bloke by the name of Riley O'Brien going to be pushing them two boys right to the limit. He's obviously got a lot bigger this year than what he came, and he goes all right with the old bench press.
You let our music in the gym again or not?
Yeah, no, music in the gym. It gets us up and about. So I guess, you got to enjoy the time while you're there.
You're still averaging one decent pup per game, Jake. we actually do that in the call. Get one good little sell the pup back inside, so you're still working on that on the track. We love it.
No, it's, I guess, as I said, I think I told you guys last time, as long as I keep not getting caught, I guess I can still do it.
Well, you got hurried up once on the weekend, but you just got out, which was fantastic. Looking forward to this week's game. They've got some big tall forwards that have the potential to do some damage. Joe Danaher, Carl Hooker's been forward, and Jake Carlisle. So no rest for the tall Adelaide defenders.
No, definitely not. Obviously, we're really looking forward to this week coming. Obviously, last week was a really good team performance, and I think the main thing this week is that we back it up. And if we do all the process right, I'm sure the outcome will take care of itself. But as you said, yeah, they've got some really good tall forwards. Obviously, Danaher, Hooker, Carlisle does go down there. So, myself, Tails, Hardo, Sam Shaw, whoever that may be, coming in this week, we're just really looking forward to getting the job done. And I guess, as I said, the team defence is the main thing for us. If the little blokes can come out and help us, it really gives us a chop out. So yeah, we're just looking forward to this week. And just focusing on the process.
And it's interesting because what you did last week in terms of that team defence, you didn't give Richmond uncontested possessions or uncontested marks. Essendon play in a similar way. They're very high in their uncontested stuff. So in terms of the template, it's pretty much similar to what it was last week.
Yeah, definitely. I think Campo said after the game, that's the blueprint that we want to play off, and that's exactly what we're aiming for this week. As you said, Essendon's ball movement is very much like Richmond's. So we're just going to come out and, hopefully have the same attitude and the same process as we did against Richmond and hopefully get the job done.
Who's been your hardest or toughest opponent today, Jake?
I think Paddy Ryder was definitely my toughest. Obviously, he's a big boy and he's very athletic. So he was definitely my toughest so far. But yeah, I'm just looking forward to hopefully playing on the big ones this week.
Mm. You got composure beyond your years and a terrific decision maker. Bick says it time and time again in the call, you'll make a good decision to peel off your man and assist. Has that always been a big part of your game, or has your defensive coach really instilled that in you since being at the Crows?
I think it was probably one of my strengths when I was younger. Definitely just coming off my man and trying to impact, but as you go from TAC Cup level to AFL, you have to be, 1 to 2 seconds quicker. So that's something that I've worked on. There is at times where I come off and I probably don't impact, and they're just little things that I need to work on. It probably comes with experience. So I guess, yeah, it is definitely, in my eyes, one of my strengths. So I just try to use as much as possible.
Jake, we're interactive here. I hope you don't mind the we fly as one is what the membership call is. 1-999-1395. We've got a listener here, Sam, that's sent in a text. We're hearing Jake has something in common with Joel Selwood, Jake, and that's your eyebrows. always bleed. We have a bleeder. We have a bleeder. Now the last three digits looked like a player's number. I might know quite well. Jake, are you a bleeder, mate?
Yes, I am, actually. My eyebrows, I think Patrick Dangerfield, I'm not sure if he said it on the show, he always comments on the size of my eyebrows. They do tend to bleed a lot.
That's funny.
I think I've split them open 7 or 8 times. So.
Serious?
So, yeah, hopefully they just stay together for the time being anyway.
What do they do with that now? They still put the hemorrhoid cream on that?
No, I don't think so. I just got the stitches and a bit of Vaseline and that's about it.
We have a bleeder. So what's your nickname? We know they call you Jake the Snake Lever, but what else you got?
No, that's about it.
Really. Well, it's not bleeder. It's bleeder.
Yeah, it might have to be.
We got a bleeder!
something about Mary there.
Something
great
about,
reference.
Was that? You might be too young for that movie, Jake. Was that not the greatest movie ever? Where he got the Frank before the beans? You've got to get it out.
I have seen it once, and I did enjoy it quite thoroughly.
Mm. Now, you know, you've actually got what, you know, you'd be classed as a promotion, I guess. You've signed a little bit of an extension and a bit more security. Do you do anything special? Do you take your partner out to dinner? Do you buy her a little present?
Ooh.
You think you're a romantic type, are you?
I was actually hoping, you know, she might buy me a little bit of a present, but she's been home and she hasn't got me one yet. We might go out for dinner, maybe hopefully after the game on the weekend to celebrate, I guess. Obviously, it's back home in Melbourne with my family and all that, so hopefully go out for dinner and all that sort of stuff. Give it a celebration. Definitely enjoy it.
If you want to get back at Paddy, he does a brekkie crossing here at 8:10 every morning, normally Tuesday, sometimes Wednesday, whichever the day is that's off. This week, Jake, it was Tuesday, and he walked in with a beanie, and I've seen the photo about this, and he took his beanie off. If you want to talk about something about Mary, he had about a something about Mary with his hair. So you get into him. If he's going to call you a bleeder, you can call him something else, big fella.
Yeah. Oh, well, no, I'll definitely be getting Paddy back. His hair, I'm not sure what he's doing this year with his hair. He tends to have the old slick back. I'm not sure what's going on there, but, yeah, we'll definitely have to fix him up.
Great work,
well,
Jake.
Well, Jake, thanks for having a chat with
bit
us. We love catching up, and, yeah, you have a chat in the right spirit. We tried to have a few bits of fun with you, and you appreciated that. So we wish you all the best. It's a big game this weekend. Talked about some of those big forwards for Essendon. You've got a big job. Let's hope you do it well and you get a win.
Thank you very much for having me, boys.